A project called Space is the Place combines 80 recordings from NASA and the European Space Agency for the first time with reimagined and remixed interpretation of those space sounds we're hearing there, all designed to answer the question, what does space travel sound like? I spoke to Stuart Foulkes a little earlier. He's one of the people behind it.
This is a project that we're running called Space is the Place, and it collects together 80 sounds from NASA and the European Space Agency. And what we've done with those sounds is sent them out to artists around the world in 21 countries and asked them to kind of remix them. So they've come back with reimagined versions of those sounds. So everything from Neil Armstrong's One Small Step through to the sound of the Mars rover, or the sound of plasma waves in Jupiter, all of those sounds are there to listen to, the original sound or a version that's been created by an artist.
And what have the artists done with them, by and large, then?
Oh, they've done all kinds of things. There's all kinds, you know, there's as many different interpretations as there are sounds almost. So for example, if you take One Small Step, that famous famous speech that makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, I think it's a real challenge to take that on and kind of do something musical with it. But what I really like about the approach there is the guy that's done it is he's translated One Small Step into a whole bunch of different languages and put that into the piece. And that's to act as a tribute to all of the apparently well over 100,000 people that were involved in the moon landings project all over the world. So his idea is take that, what one person said when they were landing on the moon, and use that as a tribute to everyone that was involved in the project. So that's just a flavour of kind of some of the approaches that people have taken.
So we've got the kind of the beginnings of the story there, including a bit further back, you've got Sputnik and things, haven't you? Have you got the latest stuff, the Mars rover and all that?
Yeah, so you can hear things like rocket tests and shuttle flights, and then like things like tests in laboratories of things like the Mars rover. So there's all modern technology and all the history of space travel. But then there are also all of these incredible sounds, like some of the like moons of Saturn emitting radio waves, or something that even sounds like a dawn chorus of birds that's made out of electrons in the Earth's atmosphere. So there's some really interesting stuff that you wouldn't expect necessarily to hear as well.
I wouldn't expect any of that at all. Does it tell us anything we didn't know beforehand about space and what's going on out there?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of these sounds where they've, for example, used data to create sounds have actually got a great deal of scientific worth as well. So, for example, there's the Huygens probe landing on Saturn's moon Titan, and they've converted some of the radar echoes into audible sounds there. And the intensity of those radar echoes and those sounds changes as it approaches the ground, and that allows scientists to work out a bit more about the nature of the surface of the moon. So actually some of these sounds have actually got a real scientific kind of purpose and value, as well as being just interesting to listen to.
You mentioned this in some of the notes, I think, the radio emissions from Jupiter and Saturn and Ganymede.
Yeah,
that caught me out.
There's Saturn and its moons, and I think a bunch of the other ones are a source of intense radio emissions. So those are picked up by, I think, spacecraft, things like Cassini that went past Saturn, and those radio transmissions can therefore be transformed back into audio back on Earth, and we can listen to those transmissions that are coming directly out of planets and moons.
Stuart Foulkes and I talking a little bit earlier on this morning, more about that. That's how space travel sounds like. More of that in a tick. And we're talking really about the sounds of space at the moment. And they sound like this. Those sounds have been put together
of mission 41B, the first flight of the orbiter Discovery,
to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. You can listen to them online. Yeah, I wonder what they are. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landings, you can get them online. And I spoke a little earlier on to Stuart Foulkes, who is from Citizen Memory, and they're behind the project. I have to ask this, even though it's silly to you. What does it prove about life in space? Are there really people there making noises?
We don't know, do we? That's the beauty of the whole...
Even you don't know.
I certainly don't know. I mean, you know, one would assume there is something out there. And I guess the more satellites and probes and things we put up there, the greater the chances of something encountering that and us making that great discovery. You know, the sounds in the project from Voyager, for example, you know, that Voyager's got the golden record on board, which contains everything from you know, traditional sound, songs from Africa and samples of babies crying through to like Chuck Berry. So
you
never know, there could be aliens out there listening to Chuck Berry right now.
Well, we'll listen to Chuck Berry if we can as well, because I love him. But that's the other way around, isn't it? They're sending out sounds to impress people out in space. Are they sending stuff back to us? That's the big one, isn't it? To prove they're there.
It would be, yeah. And I know there's a huge amount of effort going on in terms of monitoring the airwaves, watching the skies and seeing what signals we can pick up. And that's going to be interesting to follow over the course of years. And hopefully we'll find something sooner rather than later.
And the implication would be if some sounds have been sent on purpose to us, that would be the big breakthrough, wouldn't it?
That would be pretty incredible, especially if we were able to decipher what they meant and open up an avenue of communication. We'd be excited.
Stuart, you're ever so enthusiastic about the whole thing. What's your own favourite bit on it?
I think probably it's hard for me on the 50th anniversary of the moon landings to look past the Apollo 11 recordings, because every time I listen to The Eagle Has Landed, you know, the hairs stand up on the back of my neck. And I think the further you get away from the moon landings in terms of time, now that we're 50 years away, the more remarkable the achievement becomes when you consider the technology that was available, what a massive, massive achievement that was. So I think that's probably my highlight.
But does it also, has it become, in a strange way, history? We've lived through it. Does it seem a very long time ago to you?
Well, it was before I was born, so
exactly.
It probably was quite a long time ago. But I think when NASA's got a plan at the moment to send someone to the moon again, and I guess when it happens again, all of a sudden the timescale will feel a bit more condensed, and it's like, okay, so we've done it again. This feels a bit less like ancient history and more like a kind of ongoing narrative of space exploration. So hopefully we'll get there sooner rather than later.
Oh, well, listen to you. It's been absolutely delightful to talk about this unique interactive and all the rest of it in the 50 years since. I'm asking listeners on the back of this, really, talking about sounds today. And this might seem silly compared with what you've been telling us, but will you tell me your own favourite sound? It might be a bottle of wine opening. I did that. what can you give us to add to our list?
I would go for a dawn chorus. So that, you know, when you're kind of getting up at the crack of dawn, it's got to be worth getting up that early for. And I think it really is to hear kind of the birds singing in spring at the beginning of the day is one of the most beautiful sounds you can hear. And incredibly, it kind of just fills you up with this wellspring of good feeling. So,
oh, Stuart, you're so poetic and wonderful. And I bet you were up to hear it this morning, because you've been talking about this on the radio all over the country all morning, haven't you? I bet you heard the dawn chorus today, did you?
It was an early start. I did hear the dawn chorus this morning, and I think it was probably my highlight of the day, yeah.
I think Stuart's probably back in bed. He was talking to me a little earlier this morning from Citizen Memory, the project that deals with sounds.